Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning on a Friday. We've got so much to do today, I don't even know what to do first. It's that kind of thing. Actually, I do, but Laura's busy in the other room. So I wanted to talk about this place in Berwick that she likes to go to, and it's part of Restaurant Week. Restaurant Week, by the way, starts today with the Columbia Montour Visitors Bureau. It goes today, March 29 through April 7th next week. But for the past 2 weeks, we've been giving out $50 gift certificates and gift cards to all of the restaurants participating. All of them. And today, we head to Berk. That's one syllable, Berk. B-E-R-K, home of the Bulldog. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX, with late night TV going to the Olympics.
Olympic athletes are a step closer toward going for gold in breakdancing.
The president of the IOC said adding breakdancing could help us connect with the younger generation. The fresh new trend of breakdancing is really heating up. When Boogaloo Shrimp and Shabadoo carry that Olympic torch into the arena, oh, the kids are going to, it's going to be lit.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX, getting you ready for a nothing but 90s weekend there with my girls, the trio, TLC, Creep.
R.I.P. Left Eye Lopez. R.I.P.
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 All right. R.I.P. Welcome to Sunbury sign. It's gone.
We tried so hard to save that sign.
And now,
I just need to go on like a rant for 2 seconds.
So now if you're going to Sunbury, please know that you are not welcome there because we took down the welcome
just
to Sunbury.
Just from coming into from the Veterans Memorial
and
Bridge.
You know what?
That's right.
We do not thank you for visiting either.
No. So we took the sign down. So you're not welcome and no thank yous for coming by.
It really was that big. It's impeding on PennDOT's right of way.
Our video didn't even help save the sign. I'm disappointed in myself. We did a good video.
We did a great video.
We hugged the sign.
We took a picture. Thank God I have those memories now.
We ran through traffic.
We did run through traffic. Remember when, right?
Just remember when.
In 5 years, we can be chatting and be like, oh, do you remember when there used to be a sign going into Sunbury?
Because in 5 years, they probably still won't have a decision on where to put it.
Nope. So that beautiful sign and SRI like helped to put that in. They were going to plant flowers and all the things that they normally do. Nope,
it's gone.
Nope. PennDOT just doesn't want
Matt
anyone to have
it,
any
not
fun.
Not just the sign, but the flower box. Everything gone.
It's all gone.
It's just a pile of dirt now.
That looks attractive.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure they're going to landscape it with probably just grass, I'm sure, in the near future.
That's not landscaping. That's grass.
But you can't go too high because it'll obstruct the vision of somebody driving.
Right? Don't obstruct the vision. Make sure the snow plow can't hit anything but parked cars.
So I guess we'll continue with this story when they finally decide where to put the sign that it won't be an obstruction.
Maybe they could put it over by like the little dog groomer that's right there.
Maybe they won't mind.
Or else like over by, I think we should just make the wall there, like the flood wall, like a big mural. Welcome to Sunbury.
Yes, you did mention that before.
Calling all local artists.
Yes.
I feel like they should talk to the Sunbury City Council.
There you go.
And get SRI involved and then see if you could make like a beautiful mural on the flood wall there that says welcome to Sunbury. Yeah. And then it's not impeding anything.
You don't know, though.
So to heck with you, PennDOT.
You know, I could see them saying, it's a beautiful painting, but it's distracting, so we're going to have to take down the flood wall.
No, that's a bad idea.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Because that's a very bad
idea. Kevin Herr and I have been on top of that flood wall when it was like inches from the top in 2011.
It doesn't matter. If it's a distraction, it's got to come down.
You're probably right.
News is next.
It's Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45 in Lewisburg, and we're madness pricing every 2,000.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, just minutes away from Flashback Friday. We have so much going on today. We're going to have the high school state champion wrestlers in the studio.
Yes.
And it's all over social media.
We're just going to snatch them for a couple of minutes because they were coming in to do a more lengthier interview on our sister station, WKOK, with Mark Lawrence.
So we're going to bring them in.
And it's just so exciting that locally we have Sealands Grove kids and Southern kids and just three, right?
Yep, three. Two from Southern, one from Salem's
Grove. One from Salem's Grove. State championship wrestlers. These young athletes work so hard.
The best in the state, and they live right here. That's something to be proud of.
It's Friday, so our Fridays kind of get messed up.
Mm-hmm.
Should we have them help with birthday buddies?
Oh, absolutely.
Sweet.
If they're going to be in the room at the time, they're going to scream birthday buddies like wrestlers do.
Oh, yeah. Get all psyched up.
We won't even say anything. We'll just cue them.
They will.
It's time for Tom and Laura's, and they'll be like, birthday buddies.
Right?
Oh, that'd be great.
You know what?
Maybe they'll wear their singlets and their headgear.
Can we make it like a let's flatten Tom Friday and see if they can put you in like a Nelson?
No. No, absolutely not. Not given my recent surgery, nobody's flattening me anywhere, okay?
You don't want to try and take one of them down.
I don't want to pop anything out of joint. That's all
right,
all
fair
I'm
enough.
Saying.
We do still have a couple more surgeries on the horizon, so we just need to, like, take it easy, I guess.
I mean, Garcia's a strong kid, and did you see the size of Shoney? Forget about it. He's huge. So, no. There'll be no wrestling in this studio.
That's a shame.
Still to come. Still to come. We have Kicks tickets. We're going to talk about that big show tomorrow. And we'll be hopping down the bunny trail again. So, holy cow.
Oh, my gosh. Plus, it's Flashback Friday, so we have to take your requests.
Mm-hmm.
Get them in, people. So, text 49330 or give us a little ringy-dingy. 1-800-326-94KX.
Did you just say ringy-dingy?
A little ringy-dingy.
Okay.
Searching for a new Chevrolet truck.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Flashback Friday coming up next. After news, sports, and AccuWeather. We got so much going on. I wanted to talk about this a few minutes ago, but we ended up talking about everything that's going on. When you have so much going on, you put stuff aside.
Mm-hmm.
It's like your to-do list. The average American has 14 items on their to-do list. How about you guys?
Today I have two. I did all of them yesterday. I stayed here until like 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon.
But I mean, overall, you both have new houses. You got to have to-do lists going on there. Right?
Oh, I can't focus on that. It'll stress me out.
Oh, me too.
Okay,
yeah.
Sorry.
Me too.
All right, sorry.
Yeah. As the step there, it depends on what it is. The house, yes, like Laura.
Yep.
It's too many to mention.
Okay.
Well, but here in work, a handful.
The number one thing on our to-do list has something to do with our house. Odd jobs around the house. Number two is going to the doctor. Oops.
Hi, Tom.
I scratched that off my list for 2019.
You did. Part one, at least.
Part one.
I've had one of three surgeries. I'm getting there. Number three, spring cleaning. Well, it's still spring. It's still early.
We're not there yet.
All right. Number four, bills that need to be paid. Ooh, I hate that.
Well, I think it's payday today, so I'll have to focus up on that tomorrow morning.
There we go. Five, paperwork that needs to be filed. I mean taxes?
Probably.
Whatever.
Tis the season.
Or is it just that stack of papers that's on your desk in your office? Maybe they need to be filed.
Probably both.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Number six, taking stuff to Goodwill or selling it online. But that's me. I have a big bag full of clothes that's been sitting in my walk-in closet for about a year.
Stop it, really?
And Salvation Army is right across the street.
Across the street.
No, but it's one of those tasks you always forget about because I'm the same way.
It's like, take it across the
street,
and
then when you remember... The donation drop-off center is closed.
Yes.
Right, exactly.
I'm totally with you on that. Number seven is an item of clothing that needs to be mended. Say, for instance, a missing button. You know, that is true. You put that coat on, you go, oh, it's springtime. Oh.
I just dropped off one of those to my mom.
I'm dropping all my stuff off over at Matt's house, and his wife could sell it.
Yes, actually, it's funny you mention that. I still have a pair of pants that are on our guest bed that haven't been touched for, like, since we moved in 2 months ago.
There you go.
He's calling Lisa out.
I just think it's funny. No, I don't necessarily need those pants right away, but it's just funny it's still there.
Actually, Mom, if you're listening, I do have another coat that's missing a button, so I have to drop that off here,
too. There it is, Mom. Number eight, getting a haircut. I've done that before. Like, you get it. We get up early in the morning, and my hair is just sticking out. I look like Andy Warhol. And I'm like, dude, you got to get that cut.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
This is the bane of my existence. I had to reschedule my haircut for next week. So
it's
supposed to be on the 2nd, April 2nd. I had to push it to the 9th.
Oh, my God. Are you going to be okay?
No, probably not. So.
I feel it in that one. I just always
forget. First world problems, friends. First world problems.
Number nine is catching up with friends. That's hard to do sometimes when you're busy with work and life and all that.
That's why God invented Snapchat.
There you go. And number 10, making a budget or reviewing your finances.
Nobody wants to do that ever.
Never. News is next. Moving it.
What's new in theaters this weekend?
What's new in theaters this weekend?
Looks like it's gonna be easy.
Here's Movie Mike with the new movie rundown on 94KX.
What's
sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg, now showing the Lego Movie 2. For showtimes and other information, please visit their website, campustheater.org. We got three movies to talk about. We're going to save the controversial one for last.
Okay.
Starting off with Dumbo. This is Tim Burton's live-action remake of the Disney classic. It stars Michael Keaton, Danny DeVito, and Colin Farrell. The first of three live-action remakes, or I should say remakes, because The Lion King is computer-generated.
Oh, okay.
They're just remaking their old movies here. So this is Tim Burton's Dumbo. Next, we've got Gloria Bell. A free-spirited woman in her 50s seeks out love at L.A. dance clubs. It stars Julianne Moore. And finally, what is certain to be one of the most controversial movies of the year, Unplanned. This is based on the true story of a woman named Abby Johnson who ran a Planned Parenthood clinic and was, I think, their employee of the year at one point, and then decided that she could no longer be part of the organization, and she became a pro-life activist. So the studio, this is the first R-rated movie from PureFlix, the company that releases all the religious films like God's Not Dead. Mm-hmm. And they screened it for me about 3 weeks ago, but I wasn't allowed to talk about it until this week.
Okay.
Obviously, there's a target audience for this movie.
Okay.
And then there's whatever the opposite of a target audience is. You know, there's people who will absolutely not go near this movie because it does cast Planned Parenthood as the villain. Leaving politics aside, if you are inclined to see this movie, it's very well made and has an excellent lead performance from the actress playing Abby Johnson. So my full review is on our website. It's kind of a qualified thing. I recommend it for people who will agree with the message and find that subject interesting. I do not recommend it for people who would not.
Are untargeted.
Right. Does that make any sense?
No, it makes a lot of sense.
It makes perfect sense, actually.
I mean, leaving politics out of it, it's a well-made movie. So I have to recommend it on that basis for its target audience.
All right.
But like I said, you can go on our website right now or the Movie Mike Facebook page to read my full thoughts on Unplanned, but it does open locally today.
All right, you'll be coming back in a little bit to review which film?
Jordan Peele's Us.
All right. Hang around. Movie Mike is coming back in a bit. News is next.
All right, everyone.
94KX Flashback Friday going way back into the 80s for that one. Thanks for the requests. A lot of people listening right now because we have two state champions in the room. And you know who they are? They're Tom Morgan, 1977, and Laura Good, Washoleski, 2003 or whatever.
1999 and 2000.
Wow.
Now, I wasn't a champion, though. I just medaled at states for track, but, you know.
But these are not the state champs.
4x4, baby.
These are not the state champs we want to talk to. We have our two area high school wrestling champs in the studio with us, Nate Schoen from Selins Grove, Gage Garcia from Southern Columbia. I love wrestling so much. I have a feeling like you guys standing that close together, you're just going to start grabbing each other and throwing each other. And Steve Williams is going to start calling it. Right?
Actually, I want to ask the guys, since you won't wrestle one of them, we need to have Matt the News Guy wrestle one of them or almost do like a tag team, like WWE style sort
Come
of like,
on now.
Like chair match.
Come
I know
on
that's
now.
Not real wrestling, but we could see what Matt the News Guy is actually made of.
He doesn't have it.
I think he's scrappy.
These guys could kill him in about 5 seconds.
All right, fine. I'll take on one of them. Okay, I'm scrappy.
Gage is the lighter weight of the two, but wrestling is such a powerful sport. It doesn't matter what class you're wrestling in. To get to the state level is amazing. And you two guys are state champs. And you're, what, sophomore and junior, right?
Yep.
What's it like? What's it like to be on the top of that podium, Gage?
You know, It's a great feeling. Not being able to stand on the podium my first 2 years kind of sucked. And when you watch kids stand on top of the podium, you're like, man, I want to be that guy. And this year I was that guy, and it was just an amazing experience. So.
Now, do you feel that not, like, even before high school, maybe you're wrestling as a 10-year-old kid and you go to states? There's so many young wrestlers that go, and you want to be that guy at that young age?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You idolize kids. You're like, that guy's awesome. I want to be him someday. And now that I'm in that situation, it's just a dream come true.
And Nate, you were on the podium last year as well, and you wanted to be higher on the podium this year.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That was the game plan all along, and then it finally came out to be true. So, yep.
I can't imagine these two guys being real aggressive, though. You're so nice, both of you.
Yeah.
So, we do have to mention, though, Gage, that the Southern Columbia wrestling team also won the state title.
Yeah, that was crazy. We didn't win the team duel, and we were all bummed out about that, but our coaches were honest. They're like, you guys can go out and win the individual state title. And we brought 9 guys to states, and they all wrestled, and we ended up winning a state title there. So.
And the pipeline's pretty full at Southern Columbia. I mean, coming up, I mean, you could be building a dynasty here.
Yep, definitely. The goal next year is to win the team state title and the state individual state title. And with the guys we have next year, I'm almost certain that we can do that. So.
Wow, that's
now,
great.
Now, Shoney over here is only a sophomore.
Wow. So what's in the pipeline for the Seal and Score of Seals?
Beat Shikellamy for sure.
Oh, no.
Steve, you okay?
Oh, no.
There you go.
I like it.
It all starts with Shikellamy, right?
Yeah. And
okay.
And then districts.
All right. And then on to states. Now, you two guys, did your teams wrestle each other this season?
Not this season.
No? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Because Southern is a different class and that kind of thing. I didn't know if they wrestled each other. You two certainly wouldn't wrestle each other because of the weight class difference. All right. Well, guys, it's great to have you here. And we're so proud of you.
We are. I think in this area, we really need to focus and highlight on these young people, these young athletes who are out there doing the hard work mm-hmm. to then go and compete at a larger level mm-hmm. at the state level and just the amazing things that they bring home to our small little area. It's awesome. Look at all of the great athletic programs we have scattered across the valley. It's great.
All here in Central PA. Mm-hmm. Guys, you know how we're going to honor you? We're going to honor you by letting you be part of the Birthday Buddy celebration.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I bet you it's a proud moment.
All right, so I think you can handle it, but you know the drill. I'm going to read the birthdays, but first we have to get psyched up. So in your best, like, let's get psyched up wrestling voices.
Yeah.
It's time now for Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddy.
Oh, you guys are terrible. Thank goodness you're good wrestlers. That was just bad.
Just don't go for a career in radio.
Hey, happy birthday to Angie Benford from Winfield. She is 58 years old today.
Happy birthday to Brock Wilt from Sunbury, 36 today.
Happy birthday to Rasia Rivera from Sunbury, PA. She is 41.
There you go. Blake Spangler Jones from Sealands Grove is 23 today.
Happy birthday to June Stark. She is 65 today.
Happy birthday to David Bingaman from Freeburg, 55 today.
Bob Kevlin from Northumberland is 26 today.
Steve Bob is 53.
There you go. We're rolling.
Lori Kimball from Sunbury, PA is 48 today.
And a happy birthday to Bradley Blankensop. He's 42 today.
Jennifer Yonkin from Montandon is 44.
Birthday shout out to Stu Loss from Northumberland, PA. She is 52.
Nice.
Michelle Brocious, she is 39 today.
And happy birthday to Brenda Forenza from Northumberland. She's 53.
Jeremy Kurtz from Middleburg is 36.
William Kreischer is the big 3-6.
Natasha Williamson from Sunbury, PA is 48 today.
We want to say happy birthday to Kevin Hood. He's working at Narrowhood Transportation. And all your coworkers say happy birthday, Kevin.
Jordana Laver is 20 years old today. And I think that is all she wrote.
All right, everybody's got a birthday. We love to do birthday buddies, especially with celebs in the room. So, guys, say it like you're taken to the mat in the state championship finals. Ready? It's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddy.
Yay, Gage. On 94KX.
Ask the Expert is brought to you by...
Popcorn, see what Movie Mike has to say. Here's this week's Movie Mike film review on 94KX.
Sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg, now showing The Lego Movie 2. For showtimes and other information, please visit their website, campustheater.org. In Us, Lupita Nyong'o and her family visit the same Santa Cruz beach where she had a traumatic event as a child. When they return home that night, a family of doppelgangers breaks into their house to terrorize them. They're dressed in red and carrying large pairs of scissors. That's absolutely all I'm going to say about the plot, because the less you know going in, the more shocked you'll be. Us is the second film from Jordan Peele, whose Get Out was nominated for Best Picture at the Oscars. This one is even better. The story works on two levels. As a horror movie, it's pretty darn creepy. Peele delivers some expertly crafted scares, and the voice of evil Lupita may well give your goosebumps goosebumps. But Us is also a piece of social commentary. Without giving anything away, it has something to say about how America has always had divisions, racial, political, economic, and so on. It's very much a look at life in the United States. U.S., Us, get it? Mm-hmm. Peele's ultimate statement is provocative in the best possible way, ensuring that you think about the movie's ideas long after it's over. Us is stylish, scary, and substantive, with a powerhouse third act and an award-worthy performance from Lupita Nyong'o.
On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 4 burglar alarms.
Very good, Mike. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday.
I will see you then. Go see us, everybody.
All right.
It's the big building and home improvement auction this Saturday at the fairgrounds in Bloomsburg. Auction starts...
94KX Flashback Friday with AC/DC. Anybody know the name of that song?
I think
it might be something about thunder. I'm not
and
sure.
And the thunder rolls?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, something
Let's go with that.
The river, what?
It is a Flashback Friday. Think about the fashions we wore a long time ago. There might be at least one that we're embarrassed of. Are you ready? Number one, shoulder pads.
Yeah, they had a hot moment. Then it was over.
You're pretty athletic.
I don't need shoulder pads.
But did you wear them back then?
I think by accident, because they just happened to be in like the little sweater or jacket that my mom put on me.
Okay.
In like the mid to late 80s.
All right. How about dyeing your hair?
Yeah, I had an oopsie moment my sophomore year of college.
One time me and a bunch of my buddies went to the beach and we blonded our hair like straight out, like almost white.
I need to find this picture. Keith, my hubby, back when we were lifeguards at Knoebels together, Sun-In was really popular in the late 90s.
Yes, it was.
He has very dark hair, decided to put some Sun-In in his goatee, and his hair turned bright orange. And then he left it that way.
So did mine. It turned bright orange.
I've heard that happen before.
Like, he just left it, though. He was like, yeah, it's cool.
And I took it one step more. I thought, I don't like this orange. So then we really got the bleach out.
And then your hair got crispy and it fell out.
That brings us to the next one, a perm.
No, I never had a perm.
Matt?
No.
I actually did. When my hair was down on my shoulders, a friend of mine said, you need a spiral perm. So I got to put in there.
Like a Jerry Curl?
Wow.
I looked like I was a member of Motley Crue. Quite right, I meant. Anyway, baggy clothing. Remember them big, wide jeans?
JNCO jeans, yes. Own them, love them. Particularly in eighth grade.
Number five, too much hair gel. Yeah, I was there.
Oh, I've been there many times. Oh, yeah.
My hair was never curly, so I didn't use gel.
Laura, colorful eyeshadow.
No.
You didn't?
No.
Really?
It was more glitter strategically placed on your cheekbones and or eyelids and or lips. And like you just, there was glitter.
So
there was
glitter.
A lot of glitter in the 90s.
I see.
In your body lotion, like just glitter. Glitter everywhere.
But the eyeshadow was really big in
the 80s.
That's
80s, though. Yeah, I wasn't old enough for makeup in the 80s. I wasn't.
What are you trying to do? Remind me that I'm an ancient relic here in radio?
Yes.
Okay, thanks. Number seven, skinny jeans that were way too tight.
I like skinny jeans.
I never did. They're just very, very uncomfortable for me.
When they're too tight, you see things that maybe you shouldn't be looking at. Number eight, bangs on your hair. Yeah,
I had some bad ones.
You had some bad ones? Okay.
I also had a bowl cut, but that's because my mom got angry at me that I wouldn't brush my hair, and so she was like, we're cutting this.
Okay.
And then I looked like a little Amish boy.
You got any school pictures there?
They're there.
Bring them in someday. We'd like to see that. Number nine, tie-dye. It was cool. I mean, come on.
We tie-dyed t-shirts in the Southern Columbia parking lot for the state championship track meet.
There you go.
Nice. I did that too, but only a handful of times.
I still have mine. It's in my t-shirt blanket now.
Of course it is. And finally, a fashion faux pas that we might not want to admit, t-shirts with cartoon graphics on them. They were big for a while. Like, I remember I had a Looney Tunes.
Oh, like Marvin the Martian?
Yeah,
he was super hot in the 90s, Marvin the Martian.
Yes, he did. He came back.
He came back.
With his ray gun. Yes. So there you go. The 10 things we may have done in the 80s and 90s that we don't necessarily want.
Yes, I was listening to the bad clothing from the 80s and such.
Yeah.
What about the sweater and leg warmer matching set?
Oh, Laura, matching set, leg warmers and sweater?
Again, wasn't old enough. I wore like neon scrunchy socks and Umbro shorts, but I was a little kid in the 80s.
Okay, so I'm not going to ask you your age, but you did have a sweater and matching leg warmers?
Many.
That's awesome.
Where did you grow up? What town?
Middleburg?
All right.
Mm-hmm.
You were like, you were rocking Middleburg,
weren't
you?
I bet she had a perm.
Did you have a perm?
Oh, I had the 80s big hair, fried perm, zigzag perm, yep.
Yeah.
Perfect.
There it is.
There it is.
Thank you so much for admitting it.
And the bright blue eyeshadow to match the leg warmers.
Nothing wrong with that.
Man, send us photos.
And I'm in the same age as you are, Tom, so.
Well, thanks for being part of the show. Have a good weekend.
Hey, you too. Thank you.
Bye. Baby, I come as you are.
Flashback Friday, going back before Laura or News Guy Matt were even born. It was cool to hear that song again. And it was cool talking to that lady from Middleburg. She said she's my age. So she remembered every single one of those faux pas.
The best part about this, I feel like we should probably put up like a picture or something to create a list.
Okay.
People are messaging in on the KX Facebook page now. It's amazing. Our friend Denise messaged in a bunch.
Okay.
Fluorescent bracelets, bandanas tied on the right ankle, pegging your jeans.
Yes.
And then moving into the 90s, wearing men's boxers as shorts.
Yeah, that was a little weird.
I'm calling her out right now. My cousin Colleen, that was like her fashion go-to.
And that was in the 90s, I remember.
In the 90s.
Because my girls were little and, Dad, can I wear your underwear? What?
What?
No. Oh, get out of here.
I like tried to, but then I would get in trouble from my mom. Like I would like sneaky style go out and use my money to like buy men's boxers specifically.
Okay.
But it wasn't like, you know, like tidy whities or anything like that. Or like they had to be like flannel. They had to be patterned. They had to be plaid.
She did say tidy whities.
Yes,
And then you would wear leggings underneath or whatever.
Yes.
And tie a flannel around your waist and some Doc Martens. And man, you were good to go.
You were styling. Yes. Well, why don't we create something and see if this list could grow and grow?
I think we really should. Besides what we mentioned. Because what a great list that people have just messaged in, but private messages. So maybe we need to create one for Flashback Friday to like let it live all day.
And like the lady from Middleburg, maybe there was something like in Sunbury that they did different. And then out in Shamokin, here's what they did. Lady from Middleburg mentioned big hair.
That was everywhere.
People in Shamokin still have big hair. I've seen it. You know, dudes, how about the dude you see in the Walmart or whatever, and he's still sporting a mullet? It's like, bud, what are you doing?
You can see that in any Walmart, though.
That's Walmart's nationwide.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, it's
one of my favorite. Oh, man, I'm going to get in trouble for this.
Post a picture of me with a mullet, I will kill you.
No. I was going to say one of my favorite Bloomsburg Fair pastimes is just going there to people watch and count the mullets.
Count the mullets.
Mm-hmm.
Also a great drinking game. Yes.
We may or may not do that as a drinking game at the fair.
News is next.
What's the difference between good and great? Good is getting a haircut you love.
That song just makes me feel good, and I don't know why.
I know. There's just something about that song, and it just takes you to singing in a bar with your buddies.
Maybe that's it.
Classic Garth.
Maybe that's it. I'm not a fan of country music, but Garth is the man.
I was going to say, Garth is like...
He's everything.
He really is.
You go see him in concert, he does Kiss.
Oh my gosh.
He does Elton John songs, Billy Joel. He's amazing.
3 years ago, I saw him up at the Bryce Jordan Center. It was like one of the best concerts ever.
There you go.
Ever.
He crosses music formats, genres, whatever. He crosses decades.
His wife, Trisha Yearwood, I mean, she's quite the chef. I don't like her.
I wouldn't know that. Hey, if you want to see Laura and I dancing and singing, you could either watch for the video she's posting now
or
meet us at the wharf tomorrow night.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
You have to be quick on the dial this morning. 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck. Caller one.
There's a lot to love at WNL Subaru this month.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, wrapping up Flashback Friday. Thank you for all the requests. The Nothing But 90s weekend starts later on today.
That is correct.
And maybe our social media post fits right in there. If you grew up in the 80s or the 90s, we want to know something that you wore that you might regret nowadays.
Well, it's really interesting because some things that were popular then are coming back around on the fashion train. Mm-hmm. And are popular now. Round sunglasses, Doc Martens, high-waisted kind of like mom jeans. They're cool.
Yeah.
Crop tops. What else did I see? That's more like 90s fashion.
Just in time for me to get rid of all that stuff from the closet. It's coming back.
I really hope you don't have any crop tops in your closet.
No. Sean Carey's on the way next. I bet you Sean was like a Don Johnson in his day.
I kept Ocean Pacific in business.
All right. Did, huh? Okay.
Until we met the better half, and then she gave me the look, you need to change it up a little bit.
Change your fashion sense.
Do you want to see something really cool that a listener...
Look, we don't...
Okay. Wow.
Tom Morgan.
Wow.
Late 80s.
My God.
Do you see how there's
the
like
lettuce rocking in the back there?
Right?
Wow. Okay, that's enough.
Business in the front, party in the back on that picture. And
yes,
then look
sir.
At the tie. It's billiard balls.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that great? It's amazing. Oops.
I want the name of the listener who sent that to you privately so you could post it publicly.
Nope. Nope. I will not reveal my sources, but it's on Facebook for all the world to see.
Yeah, cheddar will have to be exchanged if you get your hands on that photo.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yes, yes.
Enjoy the Nothing But 90s weekend, everybody. We'll be back on Monday.
Have a good one.
Bye.
At Blaze.